With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The U.S. unemployment rate ticked up 0.1% last month.
The Labor Department reports an increase of 0.1% from 4.1 to 4.2%, where it's remained for the past 13 months. The department estimates the number of unemployed in the U.S. at some 7.2 million people. Earlier this week, Fed Chair Jerome Powell assessed the U.S. job market as stable.
The unemployment rate remains low, and the labor market is at or near maximum employment.
The report says the economy added 73,000 jobs, but also revised downward the previous 2 months of payroll statistics by 258,000, negating those previously reported gains. George Williams, Washington.
President Trump signs an executive order that sets new tariffs on a wide swath of U.S. trading partners to go into effect on August 7th. Correspondent Bernie Bennett has details.
The order was issued shortly after 7 p.m. Thursday. It came after a flurry of tariff-related activity in the last several days, as the White House announced agreements with various nations and blocs ahead of the president's self-imposed Friday deadline. The tariffs are being implemented later for the rate schedule to be harmonized. Taiwan will have tariffs set at 20%, Pakistan at 19%, and Israel, Iceland, Fiji, Ghana, Guyana, and Ecuador among the countries with imported goods taxed at 15%. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Kyiv observing a day of mourning after a Russian drone and missile attack killed 31 people and injured over 150. It was the deadliest attack on the city since July last year when 33 were killed. Four astronauts on their way to the International Space Station. After being sidelined by Boeing Starliner trouble and other issues, SpaceX launched the U.S., Japanese, Russian crew from Florida on Friday. Stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow is down 505 points, the NASDAQ losing 442. This is SRN News. Clergymen have a request for President Trump.
A group of 40 Southern Baptist pastors and leaders have sent a letter to Mr. Trump urging him to crack down on the trafficking in abortion pills. Specifically, they're concerned about those who sell abort-efficient drugs to women in states with pro-life laws that bar the use of those products. The letter encourages the president to, quote, instruct the Department of Justice to enforce the Comstock Act to protect states' rights to uphold pro-life laws. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom signing an executive order aimed at supporting men and boys' mental health. The order directs the California Health and Human Services Agency to recommend ways to address suicide rates among young men, including with mental health, education, and career opportunity solutions. Newsom wants to run for president in 2028 and has been moving in a more conservative direction of late. This is SRN News. Vaccination rates for small children down.
U.S. kindergarten vaccination rates inched down again last year, and the proportion of children with exemptions rose to a new all-time high of 4.1%, up from 3.3% the year before. It's the third record-breaking year in a row for the exemption rate. The vast majority are parents avoiding shots for non-medical reasons. Public health officials focus on vaccination rates for kindergartners because schools can be cauldrons for germs and launching pads for community outbreaks. Currently, the U.S. is experiencing its worst year for measles spread in more than three decades. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Trey Lance led the Los Angeles Chargers to a win over the Detroit Lions in the NFL Hall of Fame game. Lance completing 13 of 20 passes for two scores in that 34-7 victory. More details at srnnews.com.